Frank Leo Jimmy has been sober since 2012. He's an alcoholic. If you haven't suffered from addiction yourself, it can be difficult to understand how hard it is to endure 7 years of sobriety.
When you're in your addiction, you know what you got to do. You know what your family wants. But at the same time, your addiction's going, oh, no, I want to go out and drink, you know. And so you're caught in between.
Jimmy prefers to be addressed by his middle name, Leo. He's lived as an alcoholic for years, and he knows what it's like to feel trapped by an addiction. But he also knows how to break free and stay sober. Kicking his addiction transformed his life.
As you get sober, you know, the fog goes away, you know, and you're able to think more clearly and stuff. You're able to handle stuff differently than you would have in the past, you know, instead of in a negative way.
Leo says he's come as far as he has thanks to the support of his AA group and from behavioral health services like those offered at Sitka Counseling. But his life took a major turn for the better when he entered the Bill Brady Healing Center, a high-intensity residential program that separated patients from outside influences and led them away from drug and alcohol addictions.
It's scary, you know. That was a big step in my life because you're going into unknown territory, you know, that you don't know what to expect. You don't know what kind of people you're going to run into, what kind of other folks with other issues and problems. And you have to live with these folks and, you know, learn their issues and learn their, you know, ups and downs.
Leo graduated from the Bill Brady Healing Center in 2012, about a year before the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium closed the center to save money after cuts in federal funding. The only intense residential treatment services like it for Sitkins like Leo are out of town.
It's really hard because when somebody's ready for treatment, they want to go then and now. You know, they don't want to wait 2 weeks for a bed.
Amy Zanuzowski is the executive director of Sitka Counseling. She says finding a bed is just one of many barriers for those seeking help for addiction.
Or they don't want to spend 5 days trying to figure out, okay, now I have to go to the medical doctor. Now I have to get this. I have to get my clearance from my TB. I need to fill out my application. I have to fax it over. I mean, there's a lot of barriers. When you're in that state, it's not just, you can't just show up and go, okay, I'm going to get treatment. There's a lot of paperwork involved, unfortunately.
That's why Leo is campaigning to bring back intense residential treatment to Sitka. He's been working to recruit more people to his campaign, approaching counselors that helped him at Bill Brady, and posting flyers throughout Sitka asking for help from other concerned citizens. He started a GoFundMe campaign. He has approached local nonprofits, the city of Sitka, and even called the governor's office for guidance. Sitka Counseling's Prevention Director, Lloyd Platson, says Leo has a lot of work ahead of him, but his task is not impossible.
It's a challenge, I think, in terms of trying to bring all those resources together. I think we have them here. It becomes a matter of, are there enough individuals and organizations that are willing to come together and kind of share the pie a little bit so that we are able to provide a service to our community?
But so far, Leo says he's had limited success.
Basically, you need to have a solid program, I think, in place before they'll step up, you know, and kind of a turnkey situation, which that would be a ways down the road, but because you need, like, buildings, insurance, doctors, nurses, you know, and then how are you going to get paid? How are you going to charge the clients? And you know, to keep it going.
Leo is aware that state support for a residential treatment center like the Bill Brady Healing Center is unlikely, with proposed cuts to the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. But Leo is certain the need is there. He's seen friends and neighbors lose their lives to addiction.
I don't like seeing that. You know, I mean, and hearing folks being turned away from, you know, they can't get into detox or they can't get into a program. There's just a number of different things that have encouraged me to try and get something like this started and hopefully be able to give something back to Sitka.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.